And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. But Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And the people believed. And when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord, and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, Because ye believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, Go up and possess the land which I have given you, then ye rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and ye believed him not, nor hearkened to his voice. And Achish believed David, saying, He hath made his people Israel utterly to abhor him. Therefore he shall be my servant for ever. Howbeit I believed not the words, until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, a half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Howbeit, I believed not their words until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the one half of the greatness of thy wisdom was not told me, for thou exceedest the fame that I heard. If I laughed on them, they believed it not, and the light of my countenance they cast not down. I had fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Because they believed not in God, and trusted not in his salvation. For all this they sinned still, and believed not for his wondrous works. Then believed they his words, they sang his praise. Yea, they despised the pleasant land, they believed not his word. Believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said, Teach me good judgment and knowledge. For I have believed thy commandments. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And said unto him, Dost thou certainly know that Baalis, the king of the Ammonites, hath sent Ishmael, the son of Nethani, to slay thee? But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, believed them not. The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. So the people of Nineveh believed God, and proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. Then go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. And when Jesus was come into, for John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him, and ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward, that ye might believe him. And they, when they had heard that he was alive, and had been seen of her, believed not. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward he appeared unto the leaven as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which are told her from the Lord. And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say from heaven, he will say, Why then believed ye him not? And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. While they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them. And they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, He told me all that ever I did. And many more believed because of his own word. And Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed in his whole house. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And many of the people believed on him, and said, When Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. And many believed on him there. And many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him, because that by reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. The Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. And all that believed were together, and had all things common. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, and believed not that he was a disciple. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I, that I could withstand God? The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad, and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying, that it was needful to circumcise them, and to command them to keep the law of Moses. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman which was a Jewess and believed, but his father was a Greek. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women which were Greeks, and of men not a few. Howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed, among the which was Dionysius, the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house. And many of the Corinthians hearing believed, and were baptized. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. He said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. But when divers were hardened, and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them, and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. And I said, Lord, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. Even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? By which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earth, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will, that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. And to whom swear he that he should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, As I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not.